The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com and the host of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. Since we're in the offseason, I wanted to remind you that we need even more questions from you. You can send those in at 716-508-0405. You can text us at that number as well, and we have a text to read today. Voicemails get priority over all the other questions, so if you want your question to be answered for sure, send in a voicemail. You can tweet us at RumblingsQ&A. That's with the word and spelled out in the middle. Emails BuffaloRumblings@SBNation.com. You can also send Instagram and Facebook messages to our official Buffalo Rumblings account, and they will make their way to me. The Buffalo Bills have had a little bit of turnover over the last week or two as Brian Daboll has gone to take the New York Giants head coach position. With him go offensive line coach Bobby Johnson and assistant quarterbacks coach Shay Tierney. So the Bills have had to make some changes to their offensive coaching staff, and we'll get to that. Today we'll also start talking a little bit about free agency and the draft and kind of the open holes on Buffalo Bills roster. To that end, I wanted to point you over to BuffaloRumblings.com. On Monday, we started our off-season series looking at the free agents and potential veteran cuts on the roster, and we spent an entire day, I think it was 9 or 10 articles, on the one-tech defensive tackle position. We looked at Harrison Phillips and Star Lotulelei, how they played in 2021, what the salary cap ramifications would be of cutting Star or re-signing Harrison Phillips. We also looked at NFL draft options, free agent options, and a whole bunch of different sides and opinions on what the Bills should and could do at that defensive tackle position. So make sure you go check all of those out and then go vote in our poll. It's over 1,000 votes right now. I didn't check before I recorded this, but you can go check out all of those different options and then let your voice be heard in our poll. We've got similar full days coming up on defensive end, on cornerback, on wide receiver. Every position on the roster pretty much is going to get a full day where we look back at 2021, look forward at the free agent and NFL draft markets, and see what the Bills can do to address both the holes on their roster and upgrades that we might want to make to their roster. So those are really fun days for us to put together. It's a really team effort from multiple guys on the staff, and so you get a lot of different perspectives. So we started that with the defensive tackle position, the one-tech defensive tackle position, on Monday. Let's get to our first question. It comes from our text line, 716-508-0405. Greg from Syracuse says, "What are your thoughts on the coaching changes so far?" Well, thanks, Greg. I'm glad you asked. And thanks for texting in to our text line. The coaching changes, I think, have all been home runs, and that's not me being a homer. I fully admit when I'm seeing things through rose-colored glasses, but let's take a look at the three coaching hires that the Bills made so far. First was promoting Ken Dorsey to offensive coordinator. There were several other teams interested in Dorsey as their offensive coordinator. Some of the reports are as many as six or seven teams contacted him about interviewing for their positions. But that's one of the things that Josh Allen does, is he elevates the entire offensive coaching staff. I mean, it's one of the reasons Brian Daboll got the head coaching job in New York. It's one of the reasons Shea Tierney got the quarterback's coach job in New York. And so you can make it an attractive job. And so Ken Dorsey, even though he had multiple suitors out there, chooses to stay with the Buffalo Bills, and I think rightfully so. I mean, they've been grooming him for that position. You have Josh Allen as your quarterback. You have mostly autonomy from Sean McDermott because he's a defensive-minded head coach. Obviously, he's going to have some input over the game plan, but it's not like he's going to be drawing up plays and sending them to you and saying, hey, make sure you run this. You know, he might say, you know, I want to run the ball more, or I want to attack this part of the defense more, but I don't know if he's going to be like, I don't know, getting up all in your biz. So Ken Dorsey, first-time NFL play caller, first-time offensive coordinator, but a rising star in the NFL, certainly. And so then what do you do to help Ken Dorsey, a first-time offensive coordinator? Well, you hire two guys that have already been offensive coordinators in the NFL. And they already have Rob Boris on their staff, who is also an offensive coordinator in the NFL. So now you have three former offensive coordinators on your staff, in addition to Ken Dorsey calling plays, to scaffold around it. It's the same thing that they did with Josh Allen. They surrounded Josh Allen with a bunch of experience, whether it was other quarterbacks in the locker room or coaches that he could lean on, and Josh Allen developed. Now they're doing the exact same thing with offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey. They're surrounding him with guys that can help him, and it is just so brilliant. And that's one of the things that Sean McDermott can do because they have Josh Allen, and it makes it attractive for a guy like Joe Brady, who probably had his pick of quarterback coach jobs, who's probably up for offensive coordinator jobs, and he decided instead to come work with Josh Allen as the Buffalo Bills quarterback's coach. So he's a former NFL play caller. He has experience there. He has experience working with top level quarterbacks. He helped Joe Burrow get ready for the NFL draft in his most successful college football season when LSU went undefeated. You know, it's a slam dunk hire, Joe Brady as your quarterback's coach. And bringing him in to help out with Ken Dorsey and Josh Allen is just, it's just perfect. It really is a great, great hire. Plus, he gets to develop outside of his little coaching tree a little bit and, you know, gain more experience. He only had 1 year really at upper level college football before he came to the NFL. And then his year and a half with the Carolina Panthers didn't really go very well. So this is going to repair his image. He's a built-in successor for Ken Dorsey. If Ken Dorsey gets hired somewhere else, everything is lining up for the Buffalo Bills coaching staff. And then finally, the offensive line coach, Aaron Cromer. Aaron Cromer, a very successful offensive line coach, more than a dozen years as a line coach in the NFL. And it's not just longevity. He's had some really successful offensive lines and really successful run games. One of the things that, if you've been listening to my show over the course of, you know, the year, has been I really wanted the Bills to add a run game coordinator. I wanted them to add somebody to help out Brian Daboll design and implement the running attack, because whatever they were doing wasn't working. Well, now Dable's gone. The Bills promote Ken Dorsey. But they bring in Aaron Cromer, who's been a run game coordinator for several seasons under Sean McVay with the Los Angeles Rams. And so you have a guy that's coordinated a run game, who has coached offensive line, a guy that can really help in that play design and overall, you know, big picture stuff. And it's just, again, Joe Brady help oversee the passing game. He'll probably eventually get a passing game coordinator title. Aaron Cromer can help oversee the run game and help with and eventually get the run game coordinator title. You're seeing just great, great management from Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills coaching staff. So they all have connections. It's really great to put those people in place, not just for today, but for next offseason and the offseason after that. And so it's just a home run. Every single hire, I think, has been stupendous. It's been awesome. And I could not be happier with the three guys that they hired on their offensive coaching staff. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get to the rest of the questions right after this. Don't go anywhere.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back. Before we get into the next question, I wanted to make sure I directed your attention over to the homepage at buffalorumblings.com. We have the off-season tracker, where we've been tracking all of the coaching moves and now are tracking our conversations around free agents and potential veteran cuts and kind of all the moves we want to make this off-season. Two of the articles I wrote last week were the biggest offensive needs and the biggest defensive needs on the Buffalo Bills, or at least how I see it going into the offseason. It probably won't be the case by the time free agency opens, as Brandon Bean signs a couple contract extensions or re-signs guys, I guess is the better way to say it. So make sure you check all of that stuff out over at the homepage at buffalorumblings.com. And while you're at it, like and subscribe our podcast page on whatever podcast platform you listen to. Leave a review over on iTunes for us. It really helps folks find our podcast. And we have so many different options for Buffalo Bills fans, whether you are super into the analytics stuff that Bruce Nolan does, or any of the other voices, whether the voices of the fan, the interviews, just so many different ways to be a Bills fan on the Buffalo Rumblings podcast network. All right, over to Twitter at Rumblings Q&A with the word "and" spelled out in the middle. At Playoffs 4 of 5 asks us, thoughts on Levi Wallace? If it's true that his market value is $8 to $10 million per year, I say hard pass. He's extremely slow and the Bills can do better. Well, on Wednesday of this week, we have our cornerback day where we're going to take a look at Dane Jackson's play and Levi Wallace. And then talk about what I think the Bills should do at cornerback this offseason. I've been on record saying I thought that the Bills should spend one of their draft picks last year on a higher level cornerback than Rashad Wild Goose. I thought that's where they were going to go in the second round to upgrade that position. They really have ignored it for a long time. And I said at the time that I'm done projecting cornerbacks to the Buffalo Bills. They just don't value the position. But they keep pulling me back in. I keep changing my mind because Trey White was injured on Thanksgiving this year. He's not going to be 100% when the season starts. He may not be 100% until the playoffs next season. So the Buffalo Bills are going to need a cornerback. First, let's talk about how Levi Wallace is a free agent. So right now you have Dane Jackson and Tre'Davious White as your only two outside corners. So they just need bodies at this point. But even if we re-sign Levi Wallace, I think that they can upgrade at that position, and they need to upgrade that at that position because of Trey White's injury. So if they spend a first or second round pick, it's a late first or a late second round pick on a cornerback, I think you can take the pressure off Tre'Davious White to come back too early from his injury and pair that guy with Tre'Davious White for the next several years as an elite cornerback tandem. That's one of the reasons they lost that game against the Kansas City Chiefs. They weren't able to get a pass rush, and they weren't able to cover receivers. So when you can't do both of those things, the Chiefs can score at will. adding another cornerback, a more athletic cornerback, is really going to help them in that regard. And that's been my argument for the last year. But now I think there's an actual possibility that they can do that because of Tre'Davious White's injury and covering that base. So let's take a look. I haven't done my contract projection for Levi Wallace yet, but looking over at SpotTrack, they actually just upped their contract projection for Levi Wallace. This year, he signed a one-year, $1.75 million deal to be the Buffalo Bills' number two cornerback. But his market value that SpotTrack is projecting is $9.6 million in average salary, 3 years, $29 million. I think that's pretty high. And again, I haven't done my analysis yet to corroborate that. SpotTrack usually isn't, you know, that far off. It's not like, you know, SpotTrack is saying $9 million and the Bills are going to be able to re-sign him for $2 million. So he's a starting cornerback with experience who plays smart and is a good, solid tackler. It wouldn't surprise me to see him leave this offseason for a much bigger contract. And so that's kind of where I'm at with Levi Wallace, is I think the Bills can upgrade. I think he's going to get paid. And I've been saying now for over a year that I want the Bills to upgrade at that cornerback two spot. And now they really have the impetus to do it with Tre'Davious White's injury. Dane Jackson, I thought, played admirably, but I don't want him to be starting 17 games next season. If he's your baseline, that's fine for the third cornerback, the first guy off the bench. But he's definitely not the guy I want out there, you know, every snap of every game, because they tend to play those cornerbacks 100% of the snaps. On Wednesday at BuffaloRumblings.com, we'll have free agent options, NFL draft options. Bruce Nolan will give his opinion on Levi Wallace. I'll have my contract projection for him, and Jeff Kantrowski, aka Scarecrow, will have his All-22 review of Wallace and Dane Jackson over at BuffaloRumblings.com. So if this is your question, if this is your focus for this offseason, make sure you head over to BuffaloRumblings.com on Wednesday and vote in our poll and read all of the information that we give you around the cornerback position opposite Trey White. Thanks for tuning in. As always, you can leave your questions for next week's episode at our voicemail line at 716-508-0405. You can text us at the same number like Greg did from Syracuse this week, 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at RumblingsQ&A. That's with the word and spelled out in the middle. Email BuffaloRumblings@SBNation.com. Lots of ways to get in touch with our show so that you can have your question heard. Oh yeah, one more thing. Go Bills.